This is our league, and this is your league. From the 55-yard line on CFL America Radio and the Sports History Network.
Here in Rockland, California, which is the summer home of the world champion San Francisco 49ers, it's really not a question as to whether or not this team will repeat, but whether this ball club can be listed as one of the greatest teams in the history of the NFL.
Is there any weakness in this 49er ball club?
I'd like to say no.
Joe Montana is quarterbacking now. Patches at Montana must have.
Where were they hiding the secret weapon, Joe Montana?
Throwing in the end zone.
Throw Montana.
Joe Montana has been voted most valuable player.
...1985. Joe Montana was riding high. He began the year by marrying his dream girl and winning his second Super Bowl. Then fate smiled on him more, and his team drafted the type of receiver that could keep his reign of success going indefinitely.
The San Francisco 49ers select wide receiver Jerry Rice.
The little-known talent from Mississippi Valley State was starstruck.
The first thing that came to mind was Joe Montana, God in cleats. I just wanted to win him over. Every ball that he threw to me, I wanted to catch.
Montana, on first down. He's going for it all. Out of Jerry Rice's hands.
He can't catch anything. Balls are just like beating him up, you know, like bouncing off his head and his chest. I mean, can't catch a cold, as they say.
He should catch that football. No excuse for dropping it.
I was dropping footballs, and I was being booed. Everybody thought I was going to be a bust.
Rice's early struggles were emblematic of an underperforming team.
There's so much that's expected from a Super Bowl team that maybe everybody sets those parameters a little bit beyond the reach.
I think we're a fine team. I just think that if we can play each game as an entity in itself and not concern ourselves with any grandiose ideas, we could conceivably be back in the playoffs.
Here's a handoff to Harmon on the reverse, gives it off to Rice. Rice running the ball, one-on-one. He beats him at the 20, the 15, down the 10, he's at the 5, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, 49ers!
As the season wore on, Jerry Rice found his footing, and so did the 49ers.
Throwing deep, open man is Clark. Touchdown, 49ers!
While not the dominant team the league expected, Joe Montana and the 49ers would still finish 10-6 and earn a wild card spot in the playoffs. There, they would face the New York Giants, who by 1985 had replaced the Cowboys as their primary rivals. The Giants had built one of the most talented defenses the NFL had ever seen. And Bill Parcells and his defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick, felt ready to challenge the genius of Bill Walsh.
There's novelty, there's ingenuity in this game, and Bill Walsh employed a style that was something kind of new. When that happens offensively, you get these monikers. When you do that defensively, you just, no one says too much about it. We had a very, very formidable defensive team. It was hard to block any of them.
Just about every time Joe Montana throws the ball, he's getting knocked down by a Giant pass rush.
They've been able to protect Sims. He's got Navarro on a touchdown. A one-handed catch.
New York's defense battered Joe Montana and held the 49ers to just 3 points.
I've got a picture after the Giant game. Joe's sitting up, and he's got ice, and you can see he's bruised. He's got welts on his body. I mean, he took an incredible beating.
For Joe, the only thing more painful than the playoff loss was an unexpected assault from the media.
Testing players for drugs is the latest controversy to hit the National Football League. The drug testing developed after a number of players admitted heavy drug use.
By the mid-80s, cocaine was everywhere in American culture, including the NFL.
Five Dallas Cowboys linked to federal drug investigations. The list of names and teams goes on and on.
You mentioned a quarterback rumor. Now, did that involve Dickey or McMahon earlier in the week?
No, Brent. It had nothing to do with them. The story was out of San Francisco. Their quarterback, Montana.
It's the Shakespearean tragedy, right? The bigger you get, the more they want to tear you down. Here's Joe Montana basically at the top of the football world. And then there are the rumors.
They were rumors, and most of them were about Joe. We were a team that had survived some pretty wild craziness starting after that first Super Bowl.
I believe the social overindulgence would be one of the factors involved in the demise of the San Francisco team for a brief period of time.
It's a crazy time where a lot of those things were happening, but it doesn't mean you're involved in them.
Joe had no idea where they came from, and he was really upset about that. And I remember we were talking in the locker room, and one of our defensive linemen said, "Cocaine? Man, count me in." It was like, "No, you don't understand. Get out of here." It was before the internet, thank God, because that could have killed some of us, those rumors.
It was really hurtful. It just seemed like somebody was there to take the wind out of his sails, which they did for a while.
The problem is once somebody says something, that it's truth until you try to prove that it's false.
I remember him telling Bill Walsh, "If there's any doubt, I'll take a drug test right now." And Bill said, "No, there isn't. But we still need to address the situation."
As the face of the NFL, once drug use was linked to Joe's name, scrutiny was unceasing. Joe's image was under attack, but he remained unfazed.
Joe gave a press conference, you know, obviously refuting the stories. And we land in Denver, and it's a snowstorm. And so I thought, I'm going to get out of the plane first so I can get pictures of people coming off the plane. Now here comes Joe. He sees me, gets a snowball, and throws it at me. And I yelled out, "Exhibit A!"
They're always looking for something somewhere. Eventually, they find something else to talk about for somebody else.
The 49ers hope to return to their Super Bowl prowess of a couple of years ago. To do it, Joe Montana's got to be healthy. Now, he's been hurt the preseason with a bad ankle. How is he?
I talked to him in a locker room before the game, and I don't think he feels there's going to be any problem whatsoever.
Joe began 1986 eager to put the frustrations of the previous season behind him. His life off the field was finally free of drama. But on the field, troubles were resuming.
Here is Montana scrambling and very alertly picks up Dwight Clark, and that's another first down.
I get flushed out of the pocket to my left, and before I go out of bounds, I'm trying to get rid of the ball, and I twist to try to throw the ball down the sideline. And I felt something, just like something happened in my back, and I could feel it.
Montana stepping up. What a catch and what a throw.
And as the game went on, no big deal.
The final score, the 49ers 31, the Buccaneers 7. They're coming out of here relatively unscathed.
After the game, I started feeling my back start to hurt. By the time we got to the airplane, I hardly walked. And got home, and I couldn't make it. There was nothing I could do. I think the following Saturday or Sunday, I went in for surgery that morning.
Joe Montana is checking into hospital today. He'll have surgery tomorrow and will be out conceivably the entire season.
What's the diagnosis on the injury?
Well, it's a disc problem in his back.
I ruptured a disc and it was pushing into 1/4 of the space on my sciatic nerve. The doctor said, you know, this might end your career. If I were you, I'd think twice about coming back and playing the game with this. It wasn't a very good prognosis about moving forward. He felt that I should take that time and think about it and then call it a day.
Montana decided to go ahead with the operation at St. Mary's Hospital in San Francisco
Signs of concern were already evident in Redwood City today, and some headlines were already talking about the end of Montana's career.
Did you think that this was it?
Well, after talking to the doctors, yes. I think he was really nervous about that.
I wasn't sure, really. And then after the surgery, I was like, gosh, maybe it is. I had enough. I don't want to go through this again.
Ava's missing. Why wouldn't she tell me she was going? She talks all the time about taking a trip here.
What if Ava's not missing? What if someone else knows what she has? This is the only one I've ever seen, and I can't let them have it.
I don't know if this is worth your life.
In 1986, Joe Montana lay in a hospital recovering from season-ending and possibly career-ending back surgery.
We're going to obviously miss him a lot. I mean, what team wouldn't miss the best quarterback that's probably ever played?
Montana.
Joe had proven himself master of the comeback.
Throwing in the end zone. Caught it!
But after surgery, the fires of his famed indomitable will seemed to go out.
I would probably have to wait and see whether I felt that I could take that punishment, and it would all have to do with my rehabilitating.
They start sending the therapist to the house, and I hated every day she came in the beginning.
There was a point that he basically said he had it. I don't care. I'm so tired of doing what I'm doing. And he was giving up.
Finally, one day, Jennifer said to me, I guess you really just don't want to play football anymore. And when this lady comes here every day, she's giving up her time to work with you and says she can get you better and ready to go, and then you're just laying here.
I said, you know, Joe, you've never quit. You have never been a quitter, but you're quitting now. And you have to get well one way or the other, so you might as well just, you know, get going.
Ah, dang, you know what? She's right. I probably am. And all of a sudden, gears changed and started putting more into the workout. And then it started progressing faster than anyone thought.
He changed his whole thought process, and he got to be the determined perfectionist that he is.
A month into the rehab, he was walking real stiff, and he'd come in, and he'd lost a bunch of weight. But you went, oh, okay, he's getting around. He should be all right by next year. And a few weeks later, he's running outside.
I can't tell. Are you throwing spirals?
Perfect. The nose is up and everything, huh?
Right after that, hey, he's gonna actually try to play.
San Francisco quarterback Joe Montana continues his miraculous recovery from back surgery and is expected to start against the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday. Montana underwent surgery to repair a ruptured disc 7 weeks ago and was not expected to return this season. In fact, doctors speculated that his career may have been over.
We're going to watch him in practice this week, naturally. And if we feel that he is 100%, then it would be expected that he would start.
Now they have to go through the real test and play and get into games. I actually was praying for the first hit. Nobody else was.
Bill walked in and closed the door, and he said, "You guys don't understand. They can't touch him. I don't care if you have to clip people. I don't care if you have to break their legs. I don't care what you have to do. They can't touch him."
And here comes Montana. He was operated on only 8 weeks ago.
It was pretty simple to figure out if we had a pass. They weren't going to touch him.
Just 9 weeks after an injury that threatened his career, the comeback kid returned.
Montana's ready, looking good. Completely at ease. He goes back to pass. Good protection. He throws deep. It's going downfield to right. He's got it. And in the end zone for a touchdown of the play. Joe Montana, you think he's got a sore back? Well, it certainly doesn't hurt his throwing. Montana has the ball. Back to pass, going deep. He's throwing to the goal line to Rice. He leaps. He catches it. Touchdown, 49ers.
Rice gets his second touchdown of the day. Play action fake to Craig, back to pass, throwing deep, 50 yards downfield to Rice. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers.
With three touchdown passes in his first game back, Joe led the 49ers into playoff contention.
Boy, you talk about surgery. This is exactly what he's doing. He's performing an operation on that defense right now.
The final regular season game would match them against the Los Angeles Rams for the NFC West Division title.
Back to pass, going deep, throwing it 50 yards downfield to Rice. He leaps. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers!
You know, this is why he's the best. He has bad ribs. He's had back surgery. Why does he do this? He does it because he's a competitor.
Back to pass, throws one into the end zone, and Francis with a one-hand catch has it. Touchdown, 49ers!
It was probably the biggest game that we've been in a long time. You could feel the emotion, and I was as pleased as anybody could be. It was one of the highlights of my football career.
Joe's return earned him Comeback Player of the Year and a playoff rematch with one of the most ferocious defenses of the decade.
At that time, we were just really growing into being at our best.
The Giants come in here with a 9-game winning streak. They have not been defeated on their home field this year.
I think in talking to the 49ers yesterday, and Bill Walsh particularly, John, they feel that they have a scheme, an offensive scheme particularly, that will work against the Giants.
You know, yesterday was the most confident that I've ever seen Bill Walsh.
Well, yeah, we were confident. We were playing well at the time, and we still felt that. We had a good chance. But their front, you know, seven guys were just ridiculous.
They were the best offense, and we were the best defense. This was like force meeting force, and, you know, we wanted to come out of that matchup with the advantage. We felt like they were a little bit more of a finesse team, and so we kind of wanted to neutralize their skill with, you know, our size and power.
Hey, that's the way to tag them right there. That's a damn good series. That's the way to tag them. That's the way to be physical and knock them around out there.
It was just going to be very difficult for anybody in that stadium that day to win.
First and 20. Montana back to throw. Oh, he's going to be picked off by Lawrence Taylor. Montana is down. Taylor is in the end zone. But Montana is hurt.
I remember Bert hitting him. And it was like Joe was dead.
So initially, probably like everybody else, I thought it was his back.
Watch the hit. It was Jim Burt. Burt can throw it unloaded on Montana.
Because they try to pull their guards out a lot to handle Taylor and Banks, that gave us some good one-on-one situations. So our nose tackles were pretty quick to convert the pass rush. When the guards scanned out, Burt had the big hit on Montana.
I'll tell you, Burt really lifted him out of the ground.
I didn't want to hurt Joe, for sure. Okay, but it wasn't the worst thing to hit him and knock him out of the game, because we wanted to get to the Super Bowl. Everybody's blaming Jim Burt, and it wasn't Jim Burt. It was a clean hit. It's just the one eye went down. My head hit the turf, and that was it.
You know, he looks like he's losing, Pat.
He is wobbling.
Maybe he was knocked out.
I don't know how to describe it. Horrified, afraid.
Montana headed for the San Francisco locker room.
From the locker room, Mr. DiBartolo called right away and said it was severe concussion, and he was staying back, and Dwight was staying with him.
I've got a picture of Dwight standing over him. It's almost like the priest there to give last rites.
This was the scene outside the 49er locker room. Joe Montana suffered a concussion, being taken to the hospital.
He wins two Super Bowls. He's on the top of the world. He's a cultural icon. And I remember that hit thinking, my God, how is he going to recover from this one? We know he's the comeback king, but I don't know.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, just cast a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate. Yum, 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 yum. Chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate.
From the soil to a prince in a mansion, I am the dream realized. I am the late night griot bringing light to every eyebrow raising headline.
The champ is here!
Yep, first place every time. I am magical roots from the underground, blinded and still a masterpiece with no bounds. My grand crew stands together, finer with time. I am forever. A guardian of we, the architects of brilliance, the definition of Black history.
On the Saturday before the Super Bowl, 3 weeks after leaving the field in an ambulance, Joe Montana was back in New York. He would find the pressure of the Giants' pass rush mild in comparison to the demands of live television.
I'm Joe Montana, and you know, I had originally not planned on being here this weekend, but, you know, it's still great to be here in New York and hosting Saturday Night Live.
Did you feel more nervous about that than playing a game?
By far. No, it's nice to come to this town and finally not have to worry about being knocked down if I stand still for more than 3 seconds. Yeah, so you gotta keep checking here, you know? Yeah, because the last time I came to this town, I had kind of a bad experience.
I am sort of a comedian, but not a real comedian.
Now, Joey, you are what is called, I believe, a quarterback. Now, what do you do?
And I try to complete a pass to a tight end who usually goes deep and long, and hopefully we score.
Was fortunate I got to do it with Walter Payton.
Well, I try to penetrate any opening I could find.
And there was a funny skit or two in there that I get a lot of crap about. It was fun when it was over.
Appearing on live television was not the only thing giving Joe the jitters.
The 49ers have a veritable shopping list of players in tomorrow's draft. They've already changed some of their picks by making a trade with Tampa Bay for quarterback Steve Young.
Was I concerned a little bit? Yeah. I mean, the guy was a good player.
A good player? Might be understating it a bit. In 1983, Steve Young was the runner-up for the Heisman at BYU, the same postseason award in which Joe had never finished in the top 10. And once in the NFL, Steve Young showed a dynamic athleticism that looked like the virile movement of Montana's younger years.
I knew eventually it's going to happen to everybody. But at that point, you know, we won a couple Super Bowls, we made the playoffs a number of years, and no, I wasn't expecting it at that point.
Joe had become the king. While I was in college, 49ers were as well established as the Steelers were in the 70s. It's the Patriots before the Patriots. But think about it, it's Tom Brady in 2010, and some guy showing up and saying, hey, no, I want to play too.
You know, you come in to follow a legend, and you got a lot to learn. You need to learn as fast as you can and be ready to play. I'm here to help the 49ers do whatever. I'll carry the water and do whatever it takes.
From the moment the Steve Young trade was concluded, Bill was on a mission to put Steve into the starting role of quarterback for the 49ers. And he was going to try to find a way to do it so that it appeared to be the right decision, and so that it did not create a significant amount of ire from the community.
In Steve Young, he saw a guy who could, the defense could do everything right. And you get a quarterback that can run, an athletic guy who can run and do the things Steve can do, and they still defeat the defense. And that was a new thing.
I just love the Niners, so whatever decision was made, I was okay with it. There was the projection of what Steve could be, like another Joe Montana. And when you think, oh, we can get another Joe, I mean, you don't think that Joe's a real human because he's just a heroic figure, you know. But if you can get another heroic figure, I mean, wow, what could be better than that?
I'm not sure what Joe's going to do or how the situation here is, but I just figure everywhere I've been, you just keep firing away and keep playing and playing hard, and things just work out.
Next thing we've got, Steve will come in the game for this play. We've got to go to our left, and he's going goes a little better to his left.
Joe was kind of the older player, and Joe had some injuries, and it was a lot of abrasiveness.
It was awkward right away. First practice in Redwood City, I'd never met Joe in my life. I was nervous about it. It was the great moment when he looked down at my shoes that I'd borrowed to use for practice, and he goes, "Nice shoes." And I looked down at my shoes, and I could see the 16 written on the back. And that's classic Joe, right? Nice shoes. He'd start jogging, and I thought to myself, he doesn't look really hurt. I remember turning to Bill Walsh. I said, "Bill, I thought you said he had back surgery. He looks good." Bill was like, you know, he gave me that look. I'm like, oh, boy.
Bill's feeling was, look at Joe Montana. He was drafted in the third round. If we didn't take him, he might have still dropped to the fourth. But it was my system. It was my scheme. It was my coaching. It was my intellectual use of what it was that Joe Montana had that allowed us to not only win, but allowed him to become the Hall of Fame player.
I wasn't upset about him bringing somebody in. That's going to happen. Go all the way back to Notre Dame. They've had 7 freshman quarterbacks, right? It's going to happen, and it's a competitive thing.
When you're Joe, and you've known since you were a little kid that this is how you solve issues, this is how you win, this is what you do, he went into the bunker mentality. I'm not giving this to you. I don't care who you are, you're gonna have to take it from me. Steve wasn't accustomed to being able to deal with a guy who would do anything and everything to beat you that day.
We later found out that Bill had promised Steve that he would be starting by the end of the year, and certainly starting by the next season.
I'm sure Steve Young is going to come here and do well because he can run and move the ball. And then tomorrow there are people that are going to say, well, he ought to be the starter for the 49ers instead of Joe Montana. And there's no way that that's going to happen.
Yep, someone's not doing their job.
Okay, let's keep going.
Shopping for the game can be a minefield for young homeowners who have turned into their parents.
Can you believe how many different types of water they have in this aisle? Kim, did you just change blades back there? This is perfect.
Jackpot, variety pack. Remember, it's a football game, not a play day.
Roger that. One more slice.
It can be a lot.
Oh, good, the manager. Brian and produce, very helpful.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Pulls to the left a little bit.
Nope.
Verizon is going ultra with 5G ultra wideband in many more cities. Mindy, with up to 10 times faster speeds, she can download a movie in minutes or a song in seconds.
Yep.
Verizon is going ultra, so you can do more.
Talk in the 49er camp was that Montana was stronger, 10 pounds heavier, would be able to withstand more punishment.
Joe Montana opened the 87 season against Pittsburgh in what should have been a triumphant return to Western PA.
Joe doesn't look like he's delivering the ball the way that he has in the past. That has been Joe's strong suit.
Three interceptions and the 49ers loss left some doubting both Joe and the team's future.
A rising sun or a setting sun? Today, it has looked more like the latter for Walsh and the 49ers, no doubt.
It's one thing to have rumors about your personal life. Now, all of a sudden, there's rumors about, is this it for Joe Montana?
In the next game against his former quarterback coach, Sam Weich, Montana's surgically repaired back endured 5 sacks.
Joe Montana, how much longer can he last? His back was a problem last week and has been a question mark this year.
Montana already looking over to the sideline for the next play, and it's being signaled in by Steve Young, the backup quarterback.
When he was playing, I was completely supportive, despite the awkwardness. When you and I are together, if I'm backing you up, that's my job. I'm going to give it everything I got.
Walsh decided to leave Joe in the game with the 49ers down by 6 with 2 seconds left. His team in need of a miracle. Joe was in familiar territory.
Bill Walsh hoping for a miracle here. This is a situation where, again, the onus is placed on Joe Montana's leadership and ability to move his club.
Joe singled me up to the right side, and he just gave me a chance.
And Montana will get one throw. Here is Montana throwing for the end zone. Right place. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers.
Montana had tapped into the reservoir of late-game heroics he had developed at Notre Dame. Unfortunately, as happened in college, his head coach seemed to be doubting his placement as the starter.
Bill kept wanting me to have opportunities, and he kept creating them. We went to New Orleans. Out of nowhere, he's like, look, Joe, I'm going to put Steve in today in the middle of the game. Steve, go in.
Montana had trotted over to the sideline. Steve Young, acquired from Tampa Bay, is in. And a surprising move right here.
You know, I'm sure Joe's like, what?
And Young throws the ball away. Incomplete. Is Bill Walsh too cute with that kind of move?
There was no subterfuge there. It was pretty obvious what was going on. In 1980, that was Joe Montana coming in for Steve DeBerg in the red zone. So we knew what that meant. That was not just, oh, we're just going to plug him in a little bit.
It's always me against who's ever behind me. It isn't just Steve, it's whoever's behind you. Make sure the guy behind you stays behind you, right? And how do you do that? Go out and perform.
What a throw from Montana. Right on the money.
Do you think Young's arrival had anything to do with your career best 31 touchdown passes in 1987?
No, it was probably because of some guy named Jerry Rice.
You played 12 games in 87. How many touchdown passes did you?
22.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's 10 touchdowns in the last 4 games for Jerry Rice.
Man, that was my favorite play when Joe hit Jerry with that slant. Bam! Gone. See ya.
Touchdown, 49ers!
How fast is he?
In the strike-shortened 1987 season, Montana and Rice were more unstoppable than any quarterback-receiver combination in the history of the NFL. By week 14, the 49ers had won 11 of their last 12 games and appeared poised to make another run at the Super Bowl.
From the 12, Montana trips. Down he goes, back at the 20, clutching his knee. And Candlestick Park becomes silent.
He hits the back, it appears, of Craig's left foot, and down he goes.
Joe left the game with a strained hamstring and twisted knee. There was now nothing to stop coach Bill Walsh from turning the offense over to Steve Young.
Young picked up during the offseason, and so here he is. And there is Montana being taken back to the dressing room. Second and 18, and it's Young rolling left. Getting inside the 20.
May run better than any quarterback in the National Football League. This guy can motor.
Steve Young showed immediately that the hype around him was warranted as he led the 49ers to a 20-0 halftime lead over the Bears.
And there is Joe Montana. And the crowd now senses it, and the hand is for Joe.
He's got one of those stimulators actually attached to the crutch, working that hamstring muscle already.
And the crowd chanting, Joe, Joe, Joe.
While the crowd cheered for Joe's reemergence, Steve Young would have them roaring throughout the night.
Young throws for the end zone for Rice. Touchdown, 49.
Montana would watch his backup annihilate the legendary Bears defense.
He throws for the end zone. Rice makes the catch. Touchdown, 49. He made on that for the touchdown.
How seriously is Joe Montana injured?
When will he be able to come back and take over control of this team? Playoff time isn't very far away.
Steve showed the poise and the skills and the great athletic ability to be a winning quarterback.
Joe Montana was just an observer as Steve Young performed brilliantly in a blowout win over the Falcons.
Well, it's always strange when you don't play, no matter what happens, win or lose. Not to be a part of a big game, a big victory, you know, you always feel funny.
And there hasn't been very much drop-off when Steve Young goes in.
Well, I think, obviously, coming into the system, I was able to make the transition because watching Joe run the 49er offense, you tend to pick up some of the things that make the 49er offense go. And then you have great talent. It seems like all these things built together. You can't help but do well most of the time. And I think it's been a great opportunity for me to play right at the end of the season.
With Montana back at full health in the regular season's final game, Bill Walsh decided to start Steve Young. Young rewarded his coach's trust with three first-half touchdown passes.
How about that pass right on a dime?
Look at that. He's perfect. Can't do it any better than that.
In the second half, Walsh gave Joe his chance, and Joe responded with two touchdown passes of his own.
Despite how well Steve Young is playing, Joe Montana is still the starting quarterback of the 49ers. In 2 weeks, he will definitely be playing. Now he's the Joe Montana that we're accustomed to seeing in the past.
While some pundits felt assured the job was still Joe's, the competition was breeding a rivalry.
They were two totally different people. They had different personalities. And I think that added to the tension.
Joe's one of the guys. He's every man. You know, he liked to have fun. Steve was super, super intelligent, could talk to you about politics or culture or history, but wasn't as naturally one of the guys. I just think they were so different that they weren't going to be friends. I mean, Joe literally explained it to me one time. He said, I like to go out and have some beers with the guys. He's Mormon. He doesn't even drink.
Montana has had a good, solid year. Young has played well when replacing Montana. There are times when you'd like Young's movement, because I think he's probably the quickest moving quarterback in the league.
Will he come in certain situations?
Well, you flirt with it, I'm not sure. You don't want to take the continuity away from your quarterback who's taken you already to two World Championships. And he's healthy.
New degree advanced. First ever 72-hour nonstop protection with Motion Sense. Test it to the limit.
Still feeling dry and fresh.
Superior 72-hour nonstop protection, however much you move.
By 1987, it had been nearly 3 years since the 49ers last won the Super Bowl. And they had not won a playoff game since. They entered the postseason with the league's best record and high expectations.
They are favored in this game by 11 points right now. They are the pick to go on and capture Super Bowl 22. And if the 49ers accomplish that, it certainly will stamp them as the team of this decade.
For the 49ers, they've had 2 weeks to get Joe Montana healthy, but they've got a dandy on the bench.
Well, they certainly do. They've got Steve Young, who Bill Walsh says, I have a real problem. I have got a great quarterback backing up another great quarterback.
Montana. Ball seemed to slip out of his hands there.
In rain-soaked Candlestick Park, Joe and the 49ers' passing game struggled.
Montana certainly can't be happy with the way this game has started.
Then, already trailing 13-3 in the first half, Joe threw a pick six.
It is picked off and going in for the touchdown is Reggie Rutland.
Minnesota has San Francisco in deep trouble. 7:36 to go in the first half. And this crowd stunned into near silence as Minnesota leads 20-3.
By halftime, Joe had completed only 10 of 21 passes for 97 yards. The pundits began to ponder.
Will we see Steve Young?
I think there's a good chance you might see Steve Young because he has that ability to scramble around back there. And if they're getting to Montana, then he might put Young in and let him run around a little bit.
Montana did start the second half. but he continued to flounder.
Montana straight back to throw. He's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked.
For the first time today, they hear some boos.
I'm not afraid of being behind, and a lot of times I play better when I'm behind like that and late in games.
Steve Young on the sidelines for the 49ers warming up.
Down by 17 in the third quarter, Joe would not have the chance at another legendary comeback.
Anybody else pull their starter when they're a little bit behind? But 17 points was nothing.
That's a very frustrated quarterback right there.
I've had enough comebacks in my lifetime. I've always had the wherewithal inside to fight to the end. And sometimes it takes to that last second. Oh, I was pulled too early.
To get pulled during a playoff game, when you are the master of the comeback, it was humiliating.
How many times has Joe came back in the games when it was the assumption was we were dead?
A rare occurrence where you see Joe Montana lifted from a game.
Joe Montana was performing poorly. I had to replace Joe Montana with Steve Young in front of a national audience, huge audience, in front of 70,000 people. I had to replace Joe Montana in a serious game. It boiled down to this. I had a job to do. I'd be letting the team down and my profession down, and I wouldn't be honest with myself unless I made that change.
The immediate effects made Bill Walsh look like a prophet.
Young cranks it up, throws downfield, had his man, at the 10, at the 5, first and goal.
It looked like the 49ers had the right man for the day. But with the game in the balance, Bill Walsh's very public experiment broke down.
Young for John Taylor, intercepted. Coach Walsh can't believe it.
I just thought it was not a good decision. I was really pissed. And, you know, nobody wants to be pulled from a game. Maybe you fight to the end.
Well, you always are. You never like to be, you know, taken out of the game, but, you know, we talked about it right at the end of the game, and you know, I understand why he did it, and you know, he has to try to get something going.
Tremendous disappointment for the 49ers. Nobody expected that they would lose to Minnesota here today.
By the end of the 87 season, Joe had lost his squeaky clean image, his health, and now perhaps his job.
I wanted something that was taken from me that shouldn't have been, and I was going to do everything I could to get it back.
Peacock streaming, live sports, from the backstretch to the back nine. It's all the heart racing, pulse pounding sports we love.
It was on this field 7 months ago when the Niners signed off their season on a very sour note. Who can forget the playoff loss to the Vikings 36-24? Just as there will always be fleas on dogs, there will be a quarterback controversy somewhere in the NFL. And now there is one building here in San Francisco.
We think we have the finest quarterback in the league. In the last 5 years, he's won many, many games for us. But our problem is we have two, and there's a quarterback controversy developing. We're going to have to select between Steve Young and Joe Montana.
Bill didn't learn anything from the 87 season. He went right back to his master plan. He was convinced that was the only way the 49ers could prevail.
Was Bill Walsh a genius who deliberately created a quarterback controversy to get the most out of his two signal callers? Or was he a coach whose creative mind couldn't get out of his own way?
Bill's plan made a lot of sense in Bill's world. And it's just that Joe was so special, so unique. It probably would have worked with any other player, but it wouldn't work with Joe Montana being one of the characters in this Shakespearean play.
Steve Young probably had the worst temperament for a backup quarterback in modern NFL history. He just couldn't conceive that he wasn't going to be the guy.
You know, obviously, you know, I've talked about wanting to play. I mean, if you want to talk to someone who wants to play, come talk to me.
It was hard. It was a hard time because it was, you knew that if you could get on the field, you could do some amazing things. You know, you just, how can I get on the field?
But I know there was that feeling that he should be ahead of me. And, you know, that's happened to me all the way since high school. So I've been there, done that, and at this point in time, I have a history. The guy with no history was Steve, right? But yet, they're trying to force him into a situation. My job and what you're paying me for is to go out there and play football. I'm not here to babysit and help you appease somebody that wants what I have.
And a sellout crowd on hand for the 49ers and the Saints as we open the 88th season. Joe Montana won the quarterback spot in the preseason battle, but we might see Steve Young. Bill Walsh says, hard not to play him.
In the 1988 season opener, Joe threw three touchdown passes.
Montana in the end zone, touchdown.
Good job, Joe.
But was far from perfect.
I think Joe's feeling the pressure a little bit. Is that a hasty throw?
He's feeling the pressure of the Saints and the pressure of Steve Young.
He also felt pain in his right elbow. This brought Young into the game for an unspectacular fourth quarter.
Steve, you satisfied with this kind of role? Do you expect this all year, like a relief pitcher?
I'm satisfied to play for the 49ers, and we'll take it from there.
Joe Montana will practice Thursday. If he's unable to go basically 100%, we will start Steve Young.
John, what does that bruise to Montana do to the 49ers?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I think what it really does is it gives Bill Walsh a chance to start Steve Young. I think he wants to do that because he remembers the last time that they played the Giants here, and it was a nightmare for the 49ers. It was a nightmare for Joe Montana, and I really feel that he would like to see how Steve Young can do against him.
Walsh elected to start Young. The result was only 10 49er points. To start the second half, he would give Joe a chance.
Steve Young stays on the bench, and here comes Joe Montana.
Montana didn't fare much better.
Montana throws it away.
With less than a minute to go, and the Giants' defense looking impenetrable, Joe is in the game. The team in need of a touchdown.
58 seconds on the clock. Montana drops back behind the 15, throwing long, way down for Rice. Complete, he's going to score. Rice is in.
Montana, you worry, can he throw the ball? He hits this one to Jerry Rice and breaks the game wide open. I tell you, that was a perfect throw by Montana.
And that's why they shouldn't take me out of the Viking game. How do you take someone who comes from behind all the time out of a game like that when you come in here and now you come back and you win?
I don't think the 49ers are ready to put Joe Montana on the shelf yet.
Niners win, Niners win, Niners win. Joe gets to maybe play the whole game next week, and that's how weird it was.
There wasn't much of a controversy in my mind. I mean, hell, I roomed with Steve. I will love Steve Young to the day he dies. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met, but I wasn't going to lie to him. You know, he'd complain, and he'd make statements about, you know, I can do that. And I just sit there and look at him and go, no, you're not better than him. I'm sorry. You're not. You might be in another year or two, but no.
The win in New York seemed to end the quarterback controversy.
Montana throws. It's going to be intercepted. Montana's been intercepted three times today.
Joe started the next six games, but the 49ers only went 3-3. Joe's seven touchdowns and seven interceptions raised doubts.
If you were asked, Joe will say he's 100% fit and ready.
I have to look at it and just see how he is. He needs a rest, to be honest with you. He needs a week off. He's got a great heart and tremendous courage. But in honesty, he needs to take a break. He's been taking a lot of hits. That can be viewed as bad judgment on my part for saying that. It's a good story.
An even better story is the one that Walsh told Young. A tale of great rewards to be gained if Steve Young could win just one game in a Week 10 start against the Cardinals.
Obviously a battle of the quarterbacks today, Dan.
Absolutely. Steve Young is going to get his second start for the 49ers in place of Joe Montana. Joe will dress for the game today.
Bill had made it pretty clear that if we won this game, that, you know, I'd continue to play. Win here and you get another chance kind of thing.
Young's promise to become the starter looked fulfilled as the 49ers won up 23-0.
Young finally lets it fly. Touchdown, Brent Jones.
Late in the fourth quarter, however, the Cardinals had trimmed the lead to 6.
Now, third down.
The ball was in Young's hands with the chance to run out the clock with one more first down.
Young running. Well, he dove, but let's see where they mark it.
I scrambled to try to get a first down, and I swear to my life I made it.
Young extended the hand that didn't have the ball.
If he carries the ball in the right hand and he goes out and he pushes it across, then he gets the first down on that play. The ball is in his left hand, goes out of bounds right there.
They got called a little bit short and never got the ball back.
6 seconds, 10-yard line, 6-point differential.
6 seconds left in this one. The blitz coming. Lott is coming. Lomax throws it. Green. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Phoenix.
What a comeback by the Cardinals. They trailed 23-0 in this game.
Oh, I look back on that one. That was super painful.
Football history may have been completely different had the game not been a game of inches.
I mean, it was just a disaster. And I don't know if we would have won the game, whether Bill would have followed through or not. I don't know. Because he just never knew.
With Joe Montana back at starter the following week, the 49er offense hit rock bottom and failed to score a touchdown.
A tough day for Joe Montana. It'll be the first time since 1985 they've lost two consecutive games.
Kiss their playoff hopes goodbye.
We're 6-5. We sucked.
I have to blame us for the penalties. And that's what's killing this football team right now. Killing.
You know, Bill didn't hide stress real well. It wasn't hard to figure out Bill was stressed.
Jesus Christ, you correct me on the field. I put the thing in upstairs. Now I'm being told by you what the f*** to do. Let's go.
You keep hearing talk about Bill Walsh going to retire, has had enough of this, has burned out.
I would think that this could be Bill Walsh's last year.
With the head coach on the verge of a breakdown.
Under pressure.
The team on the verge of missing the playoffs.
Under pressure.
And the locker room unsure of its leader. Something had to give. Next time on Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure.
That team that was as talented as any team was falling apart at the seams.
I was really pissed. Coach, I think the problem is you.
We've opened the door. We're going to go through it next week, kick ass, and take no prisoners the week after.
The 49ers will have to go from their 8-yard line.
Was this the final game on the sideline for Bill Walsh?